Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, all you movie fans out there. This is Betty Jo Tucker, thanking you for tuning in to Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, of course, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. And we have a very exciting show today, folks. It's my very great pleasure to report that Tana Frederick, an award-winning actress, director, and environmentalist, has been named Favorite Female Star on Movie Addict Headquarters by our listeners who voted in the email election during the past few weeks. So we decided, in recognition of this honor, to do a special tribute to Tana, and she has agreed to be present for our festivities. And we also will be hearing from some of Tana's many fans and colleagues. So let's check with Nikki Starr to see if the chat room is open and ready for listeners to sign in. Nikki, are all systems go in the chat?
Yes, everybody's ready, and I just want to give my two cents before I have to mute myself. I can't stay on too long, but I love you, Tana, and I'm super proud of you and so excited that it was you who won.
Thank you, Nikki. I feel the same way, and thanks to the people who are signing up for the chat. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate all our listeners. Now, before I bring Tana on, I should mention that the list of nominees in this event included some of Hollywood's greatest stars, including Cloris Leachman, Rita Moreno, Lucille Ball, and Katharine Hepburn. But I also want to tell you why Tana was one of our leading candidates. Now, here are some of the words critics have used to describe Tana on screen: spellbinding, stunning, radiant, irresistible, and jaw-dropping. And I agree with all of those adjectives. She recently wrapped Henry Jaglom's romantic comedy, The M Word, with Corey Feldman, Michael Imperioli, and Frances Fisher. She made her directorial debut while starring in a theater production of Why We Have a Body at the Edgemar Center for the Arts. And she recently filmed The Farm, in which she portrays a single mother who returns to Iowa to deal with her past. She has also appeared with Judd Nelson in the Jaglom comedy Just 45 Minutes from Broadway, which is the last Tana Frederick movie that I had the good fortune to see, and has starred opposite Noah Wyle in Jaglom's romantic comedy Queen of the Lot, which just happens to be my favorite. For her performance in her first feature, though, Hollywood Dreams, Tana was named Best Actress at World Fest Houston, Montana International Film Festival, Fargo Film Festival, and the Wild Rose Film Festival. And among her other acting honors are Performer to Watch at Method Fest and a Maverick Award from the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. Off screen, Tana is the founder of the Iowa Film Festival, and with the help of famed surfer Sean Thompson, she started Project Save Our Surf, an annual event which raised tens of thousands of dollars for the Oceana organization. And now, to add to her many laurels, Tana is the first recipient of our Favorite Female Star on Movie Addict Headquarters Award. She's visited us three times before, so it's an honor to welcome her back today. Congratulations, Tana.
Oh, my gosh. I am on cloud 250.
You always get the big build up here, Tana.
I love your build up. They're so good to me.
Well, you've been such a favorite of ours here on Movie Addict Headquarters, because each time that you come on the show, you just wow us, and you're just so generous with your comments and so interesting to talk with. So, of course, we're delighted to do this special tribute for your...
Oh, thank you. I mean,
now,
you and Nikki are wonderful, too, and I just want to throw that back at you. I love you and Nikki, and you guys have been really, really supportive of my career, and I really appreciate it more than I can ever tell you.
Well, we appreciate you, and so do your fans. In fact, they're lining up on the switchboard, lining up, I tell you. And the first one who called in before the show is a young man called Benjamin Chamberlain. And so he's been so patient. He's been waiting quite a while to come on the show. So I'm going to bring him on right now, and let's see what he has to say about you, Tana. Benjamin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Well,
hey,
fine.
Ben.
Hi, Tana.
I'm so glad you called in, Benjamin.
Yeah.
I think you're working with Tana in the Rainmaker. Can you tell us a little bit about what Tana is like to work with?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, I'm just thankful to be on the show, and I'm so proud of Tana, and you know, she's really she's so gracious to work with and so humble, and like I've watched Tana a lot in some films and theater, but to actually see her work, I really appreciate her talent. Just watching her work on stage and develop this character, she really is quite a great actress, and such an emotional depth to her as well. And what I really appreciate her on stage is like when she uses everything on stage for her character, and she's so detailed. So I've been it's been quite an honor. It's been quite an honor to work with her so far.
Well, that's so nice of you to call in and talk to us about Tana. Now, Tana, you can get back at Benjamin here. What's going on with Benjamin?
Ben is one of my a huge inspiration for me. He is one of those actors that he's just incredibly talented. There's no actor I can really compare him to, and I'm not just blowing smoke, Ben. I mean, he really has these instincts and this commitment that is overwhelming, and he is an absolute shining star. And in life, he's like my little brother. And so in The Rainmaker, which we're prepping for right now at the Edgemore Center for the Arts, I finally get to work with Ben on stage, and I've wanted to forever. And he plays my little brother, the sort of hopeful one who loves Starbuck. And it's a perfect fit for Ben and his sweet, sweetheart personality. Ben, thank you so much for all the what you just said. I'm blushing.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. But it's going to be a great show, and I'm so proud to work with Ben. And he's kind of been behind the scenes in three shows prior to this, and so to finally cast him as a lead in a show and work with him is like dream come true. He's just a great actor to study. Totally natural instincts, and just really an amazing person.
Well, tell us a little bit about the when the Rainmaker will be opening, and is it the play version of the movie The Rainmaker?
Yes, it's N. Richard Nash's version of The Rainmaker, and I wanted to do a classic. You know, I do a lot of Jaglom originals, and I wanted to, and then I did Sylvia and Why We Have a Body, but I really wanted to play Lizzie for a long time, and a lot of people said that I should try it, and it's a very different journey for me as an actress to be playing this part, and kind of scary, but my cast is super supportive, and I'm loving the process, and it's going to open, we preview December, and then we open officially in January. So I'm thrilled. I'm very, very excited to be doing such a great classic piece.
Well, is that the role? Is the role you're playing the one that Katharine Hepburn played?
Yes. Yes, that's so
wow.
intimidating.
Wow.
It's very intimidating.
Oh, I just want to think myself to the West Coast when that opens.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Somehow I have to get you out here to see it. I think the cast is so talented, and Jack Heller, who was in Just 45 Minutes and played my father, is directing it, and, you know, he's a great oh, my gosh, Jack is just the father of theater, and from the Actors Studio trained with has more stories about theater than I can ever get from him, because I just love listening to him. But he's an immensely, immensely talented and wonderful director, and this process is it feels very Kazan-esque, because it's very fun and real and very intense and different from what I'm working with, and we're having a ball, I think. Aren't you, Ben?
Yeah. No, the cast is incredible. No, it's like, yeah, it's so fun coming to work every day and collaborating and just watching these actors work and discover and struggle and breakthrough, and it's such a privilege. I can't thank Tana enough, and just really like seeing Tana's process. She really is a very talented actress. I am just I'm very, very very, very honored to be working alongside her and this entire cast. Robert Stanley playing Starbuck.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's fantastic. it's just, and everyone's so welcoming, you know, like there's no egos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nurturing environment.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
Robert Stanley also was on national. He was on a national. He did Rainmaker on national tour for a year and a half. So
he knows something about it then.
Like Ben said, it's really exciting to work with him. But he's kind of stripping off all of the layers of what he did before in his performance, and you know, working with Jack and developing a character all over again, which I can't imagine doing that process. So it's exciting. It's like Ben said, if there's no egos, it's just a wonderful family to be working with, especially
Ben.
Well,
I just am so, so happy to hear about that. And Ben, thank you so much for calling in. And you're welcome.
Thanks,
to
Betty.
Stay. I'll just mute you, but we've just got so many calls, and since this is Movie Attic
no
headquarters,
problem.
We're going to have to move into some movies now. But thank you,
all
and
right.
I wish you all the success with The Rainmaker, and if I possibly can, I'll try to get out and see it, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Betty. Thanks so much, Tana.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, bye, Ben.
Bye.
Well, we have another actor who has co-starred with you that's called in, and I believe it's Patrick Fry. Am I pronouncing that right? Let's see. Patrick.
Yes, you're pronouncing it right.
Oh, great. Thank you for calling in, Patrick. And, of course, you know we're doing the Tana Frederick tribute show, and I know that you've co-starred with Tana in The Farm and that you had a lot of fun working with her. So would you what would you like to tell Tana about your experience, and tell our listeners about your experience working with her?
Well, the first thing to tell Tana is thank you, because she picked me off of a – she got some audition tape that I did. We just had our daughter, and I went up to Iowa to audition, and she picked me for the film, so thank you. And as far as the experience itself, we had a blast. We shot through the night. It went from being warm to being freezing. We went through that personal hell. And then we had to do different camera angles, different shots, and we did all improv, and we had a blast. And she is the guy before Ben, very, very selfless and very humble. and it was an extremely cool experience. And the thing about her that I've worked with, I've been fortunate to work with different actors in Hollywood, and with her, the accessibility to get right to who she is, there was no proscenium stage. Tana is what you see is what you get.
Oh, what a nice thing to say, Patrick. And Tana, what did you think about working with Patrick in The Farm?
Oh, I don't, Patrick, you're going to make me cry. I love Patrick. He, this guy is committed. I mean, I live off of being inspired by other people and their talent. And Patrick rode his motorcycle from, how many hours of a trip was it, Patrick, to audition?
It was 7.
7 hours. They just had a baby girl. And, you know, first of all, like, that within itself makes you – I heard that story before I watched Patrick's tape, and that was like, no way. Oh, my gosh. And Kim Busby, our producer, was just nuts about him. And then, you know, there were, like, 400 auditions, and I watched Patrick's, and he was so funny. He took this role and he made it so funny. It was supposed to be one liner or two lines, and took this role and made it so hilarious and so funny. Again, such a committed actor, such an instinctual, like, very funny guy. I mean, Patrick's a big, strong man. Like, he's very strong and intimidating, but he's got the sweetest little lion cub heart ever. And I hope that's okay I say that, Patrick, because I adore you. And his audition was brilliant. And so we ended up rewriting the first scene for The Farm just centered around Patrick and this character that he came up with. And I'm trying to get him to move out to LA again with his family, because he's got a huge career ahead of him. And we had so much fun. He is intense. He is always like giving 150% and such an amazing actor. And he and I had a scene where we were holding up a convenience store in Iowa, so it was great. It was really fun. Yep.
When do you think we'll be able to see The Farm?
It's going to be released summer of 2013, so pretty soon.
Good. So we'll be able to see it on the big screen, or will it be just DVD, or will we get both?
I'm hoping we'll get a deal and we'll get into theaters, indie theaters, and we'll be able to, you know, get it around the festival circuit. I mean, it's looking amazing so far, and with actors like Patrick in it, it's just a bomb diggity cast, and so I'm really excited about it. But I want to stress, like, Patrick has really inspired me, because the fact that, you know, he had a baby girl, and he drove 7 hours on a motorcycle, did the audition brilliantly, drove back the same night. That's, to me, that's what
dedication.
An actor, that's dedication. That inspired me for, like, the whole year to just remember, you know, what passion is and what dedication is and what hard work is. He really is a stand-up, amazing man.
Well, good for you, Patrick. I can hardly wait to see you on screen. So I'm so pleased that you called in. We really appreciate it. And I hope after I get to see The Farm, maybe we can have a show where you and Tana can talk a little bit more about it on our show. Would you be willing to come back and do that?
I would be willing anytime. Tana, your words humble me as much as you humbled me when we did the movie that night. Thank you so much. It was a blast.
Oh, thank you, Patrick. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks,
guys,
Patrick.
Have a most beauteous day.
Thank you,
thank
honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Patrick.
Bye, Patrick.
What a great guy.
Oh, he is a darling. He is an absolute darling.
You've worked with some wonderful, wonderful people. And, you know, now we have Andrea calling in, Andrea Ross Green, who was the winner of the our random book drawing. What we had done was everybody who voted in this favorite female star on Movie Addict Headquarters was put into a random drawing for Confessions of a Movie Addict, and Andrea won, and she just happens to be one of your fans, too, so I'm going to bring Andrea on now, and I think I've got the right number here. Is this Andrea?
Yes.
Hi, yay. Thank you so much for calling in. You're a big fan of Tana Frederick, so why don't you tell our listeners and Tana why you voted for her?
Well, I voted for her because, one, she's just immensely talented. She has an emotional range as an actor that I don't think you see often. And not only that, but her physical acting, her physical comedy, like in Sylvia, in the play Sylvia, was amazing. How she moved around the stage as this dog. I mean, every performance had to be exhausting.
She played a dog in that.
Yep. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish you had been able to see it. It was incredibly funny and moving, and I'm a big dog lover, so it was real. It was just crazy. And she was so funny to watch going through. You know, it was like, oh, this is what dogs really do, or what they think, or what they would say if we could understand what they say.
I'm so sorry, I missed that. But I think Tana can play just about anything. So I'm not surprised that you thought she was great in that. Have you seen her in any of her movies?
All of them.
All of them.
Andrea was in Irene in Time.
Right. Oh, yes. She was great in that. And that's the first movie that I saw Tana in, and I definitely got hooked at that time and had to see, you know, all of her movies. So Tana, is there anything you'd like to say to Andrea?
Just that I she's been a dear friend. She's, again, I'm just so lucky to be working with talents like her. She has a voice that just knocks you on the floor. Her singing and her CD is amazing. She just had a CD release, and Andrea is just one of those sweethearts who is always positive and always smiling and always, you know, if you have any problems, she scrapes you up off the ground, dusts you off, and, you know, gives you a daisy and says, it's going to be great. And she's just, I actually sang, which was my horror, like it was my worst nightmare to get up and sing. I don't even sing in karaoke, but I did a lot of choir and musicals when I was a kid, but she and Harriet Schock encouraged me to sing with them, which is how we kind of got the whole through line in Irene in Time of having a singer, of Irene being a singer. And Andrea was always, my palms were sweating. I walked out of Harriet's just with rehearsals dripping with sweat, just saying, I can't do this. This is just traumatizing. And Andrea's just right there saying, you can do it, and you're going to be amazing, and you sound gorgeous. And I can trust her because she's so talented, and you know, those kinds of people like her in my life are so precious and dear to me, and I appreciate our friendship, and I appreciate our working collaboration together, because she's amazing. She's another amazing, wonderful talent.
I'm so glad Andrea did encourage you with singing, because, you know, I think you are a wonderful singer after hearing you and Irene in Time. And I saw a little tiny glimpse in just 45 minutes from Broadway when you were seen on the TV and you were doing Take Back Your Mink. And I wanted to see that full number. And one of these days I'm going to get to see you in a full musical. And speaking of Harriet, I see that she's calling, too, so I'm going to keep you on, Andrea, while I bring Harriet on. Is that all right?
Okay, that's great.
Because I think you have some things in common connected with Tana. So, hello, Harriet.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome back to Movie Addict Headquarters. You were here when we were talking about just 45 minutes from Broadway, and I know that you've worked with Tana in that movie and in Irene in Time, and you know how much I enjoy your music, and I'm so glad you called in. What would you like to share with our listeners about Tana?
I have been honored to not only watch Tana from the audience many times, but also from the stage for 10 months in just 45 minutes from Broadway, the play, and then in the movie. And I can tell you that you never see the same Tana twice. She is in the moment. She is not, she doesn't ever phone it in. She's right there. It's different every night. And that's why you want to see her performance every night, because she changes and she creates a different play because the cast responds to her. And so I think Andrea did see it pretty much every night, didn't you?
I'm not going to say how many times I saw it, but I'm an experience junkie, and when something is that good, I just want to see it again and again. And it was just brilliant. I mean, the whole cast was brilliant, but Tana was like, wow. And you're right, you never knew who that character was going to be, but it was always real. It was always believable. Mm-hmm. And that's what one of the great things about Tana as an actress is, you're right, she doesn't phone it in.
No, I don't believe she has the possibility to phone it in, because she always puts so much into every performance. And of course, I just absolutely loved the scene in Irene in Time. I'm learning at Starbucks.
And
that's just what I just wish I could get you to do that number, you know, a cappella or something.
Well, I'm sure Harriet could. Harriet and Andrea could.
Harriet,
sure,
could you sing a little bit of I'm Learning?
It's
learning
all on. Go to YouTube. It's all over YouTube. Starbucks, Harriet Shaw. You can get it there.
All right, listeners. YouTube.
Betty Jo, I wanted to thank you for having the taste and the wherewithal to make Tana Frederick the winner of this award, because you mentioned Lucille Ball earlier, and to me, her comedic abilities are very similar to Lucy often. When I watch her on stage, mm-hmm. I just think, oh, my God, I haven't seen anything that is so rare since Lucille Ball. And I love what she can do with comedy. And then you turn around in tragedy, she's the same thing. But, I mean, even in the most dire moments, she's so there that you were just in, you know that she's going to pull out of it, because whatever character she plays, she brings her survivor-ness to it. Do you know what I mean? So just 45 minutes from Broadway, you know how Henry Jaglom will make comedies and then you'll end, they'll end with a suicide or something. I mean, he combines drama and comedy better than anyone I know, because he creates real life, and that's what real life is. And so Tana's the perfect actress for that, because she brings drama and comedy all in the same person. You're rooting for her. You know she's going to make it. It's just wonderful. I can't wait to see this farm thing you've done and all of the other things that I have no connection with, but I'll be in the audience for them, okay?
Aw, I'll be in your audience too. Her CD is, okay, Harriet Shock's CDs and her music is timeless. It's beautiful. It's earthy, and she's like every woman's voice on the planet in her songs and her lyrics. And I'm so honored for her to have called in. Thank you, Harriet. And
yes,
I encourage all the
you.
Listeners to check out Harriet Shock and her work, because really she's like the musical version of Henry. She is compassionate, and she gets women, and she gets relationships, and she presents them in a way that's non-judgmental, but is accessible, so that, you know, you listen to her music and you feel less alone after after listening to them. You feel like you've got a friend, and I think Henry's movies to me produce that same feeling. So,
yeah. Wow.
So yeah,
I'm in very good company. Thank you, Hannah. That's the sweetest thing you could have said, because you know what a Henry Jaglom fan I am.
I know, and you're an amazing Henry Jaglom actress. She is just wonderful and just 45 minutes from Broadway, and everybody, she's a really smart woman, but everybody loves her dissiness in just 45 minutes.
Harriet's diss.
Harriet's
like
a ball buster.
A great, great job. Well, it's just been so great, Harriet, to hear from you again and Andrea, and I'm going to go ahead and mute you two if you could stay a little longer, though. Maybe if we have time. We'll come back, but I want to give everyone who calls a chance. So just
absolutely. And I just want to thank you for your book, Betty. This is so fun.
Thank you for it. Thank you for mentioning that, Andrea. I'm and congratulations on winning that. And I just heard yesterday that book, for heaven's sakes, it was published 10 years ago, and it won a first place in a what do they call it? The Royal Dragonfly Book Award Contest. It won a first place in the memoir category. So,
oh my gosh! Congratulations!
Wonderful. Everybody should read it. It's really wonderful.
Well,
I'm
so glad you're having
it.
We've got some feedback. I'm going to mute a couple of people here. Just a second. I think it's all right now. We do have someone who's been waiting for such a long time, and she's been so patient. I'm going to bring her on now, Tina Gray, who I believe is a field producer for WTV Network. Let's bring on Tina, and she's a big fan of Tana's. Hi, Tina. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Betty Jo and Tana. How are you?
Good. What a great voice to hear.
I know. But God, I'm glad to talk to you. I haven't talked in a while.
I've missed you.
I miss you, too. I'm going to see you in January in the Rainmaker.
Yay!
Tina, how do you know Tana?
I met Tana, that was in 2009, at her Project Save Our Surf events in Santa Monica. And Tana, she is so nice. I mean, this woman, she is like perfection. If there's a perfect being on the planet, it's Tana Frederick. I mean, this.
Somebody cry.
That's true.
Well, that is, you know, she is. I agree with everything that you say, Tina, and. Now, what does a field producer do?
I'm my own thing called Red Carpet Drive, which is the way I met Tana, and also Eric Julie has a thing called WTV, where basically I just, you know, do stuff for him also. So basically when I interview people like Tana and, you know, and you, Betty Jo, and they basically it was combined those two things, and it's another way of airing the interviews and getting them out there.
Great. And that's how you happened to meet Tana. You've interviewed her, and you know what a great interview she gives.
Oh my gosh, she's so great. Okay, Tana, okay. In 2010, when I interviewed her, she had just finished running the LA Marathon the day before for charity. She was doing a play, getting ready and to do a movie, and getting ready for a Project Save Our Surf event 3 months later.
My gosh, she's where does she get her energy? That's what I want to know. It's really incredible. Do you know, Tina? This is the most calls that we've ever had on Movie Addict Headquarters, and it's just so much fun to hear from everybody. And I want to make sure that everybody who has called does get a chance to talk.
Okay.
And I see that we do have two other people from the farm. We have the director, and we have the man who plays the sheriff in Rainmaker.
Oh,
so So I'm going to call on the director of the farm right now. And Tina, I'm just going to mute you for right now, and then we'll see how much time we have after we get everybody on once. Okay.
I just want to say thank you to Tina, because she really is an amazing reporter, and she has the biggest heart in the world, and she's helped Project Save Our Surf to grow to what it is today, and been so darling, and been there for the nonprofit. And she is an activist and an amazingly gorgeous, sweet woman. And so Tina and Red Carpet, Tina Gray's Red Carpet interviews are fantastic. So I just want to give her a plug, because she really is has turned out to be a great friend, not only a supporter and a lifter upper of the nonprofits and the efforts that we're doing with Oceans. But I really appreciate everything you've done, Tina. Thank you so much.
Good for you, Tina, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Tina. You're so sweet.
You're sweet, too.
Okay. I'm going to call on, I believe it's Ron. Ron, I'm going to see if we can bring him on now, the director of the farm. Is this you, Ron?
This is me. Can you hear me?
Yes, and how do we pronounce your last name?
Vignone.
Vignone. Well,
Vignone, yeah.
Vignone, how did you happen to get involved in directing the farm?
Well, Hannah and I have been creative partners along with Henry Jaglom for quite some time now.
Oh.
But I have had a really just terrific creative relationship with Tana as a filmmaker, even as an actor. And it's just been absolutely wonderful. It's been electrifying at times. She is a talent beyond words. I could take out the rest of your program talking about Tana, because she is truly one of a kind. And I'm listening to your guests, and I'm listening to words like rare, and it can't be more true. She has an emotional availability in an actor that I've never experienced with anyone before. She's a delight to work with. Her work ethic is absolutely incredible. And, a lot of credit should be given to Tana for the farm, because this is her baby. This is an initiative that she wanted to create for her home state called Project Cornlight and rekindle the film industry there for a variety of reasons. And I was just lucky enough that she liked my work enough to give me the honor of directing her and directing this picture. And so that's how I came about in this picture with Tana and the farm. And I can't be happier to be here. But I wanted to really congratulate her, because she's so deserving of this award. And I have nothing but the best things to say about her. She's just a wonderful actress and an incredible, wonderful, sweet human being.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I'm so glad that you called in and told us a little bit about the farm, because now I'm looking forward to it even more. And Tana, what would you like to say to Ron about working with him on the farm?
I just want to say thank you so much. Ron's been such an influential artistic source in my life, and he's an immensely talented director. And we actually just finished wrapping the farm last week.
Really?
Funny enough, right? We flew back Thanksgiving Day. And he is a fantastic director, and I loved working with him. He has taught me a lot about my own instrument, about you know, where the possibilities of where I can go with my work, and he's relentless in teaching me how to use every color that I have, and I wouldn't be the same actress without him. And he is well deserving of a monstrous, wonderful career, and he's a dear person with a huge heart, and I can't wait to see the farm, because Ron's also editing the farm. He's very much a master editor, similar to Henry, and a master director. So so I can't wait. The experience was incredible.
Betty Jo, those are very kind words, but now I'm going to redirect this back to Tana.
Now, what about you being so relentless? I mean, is that what you set out to be, a relentless director?
Oh, I think what she means by that is that I'm a perfectionist. And Tana is really a perfectionist as well. And so, you know, we share amongst many of our crew and cast members, we really need to give credit where credit's due. We were blessed to have an equal number of perfectionists along on this journey with us. And it became a project of the heart, you know, as one of those labors of love. And I think it was shared throughout the whole crew. And that was really spearheaded by Tana again. Because I'm there as the director and the storyteller, and I'm helming the thing. But it was Tana's energy and force and sheer love for bringing the craft of filmmaking back to her home state, with very little money, but with a lot of resource and a lot of the kind of attitude, which is, if we don't have it, we can create it. If we have a limitation, that's going to become an opportunity. And that sort of energy and that sort of drive was relentless in every day we were there. It was an incredibly ambitious project. It was a 132-page script. We shot it in 14 days. And,
oh, my God.
It really, kudos are deserved to this person you are celebrating today, Tana Frederick. Because without her energy and her goodwill and her constant positive everyday smile and everything about her, which makes her so special and her Tana, was the thing that drove the film and the crew and the story past where anybody could have possibly hoped it could go.
Well,
because you do these pictures on such tight budgets and with so little time, you really have to love what you do. And the people at the top, or the people who are leading the brigade, per se, have to love what they do, because when they do, everybody will follow suit. And, you know, Tana has that, and thank goodness I share that with her. I'm lucky enough to share that with her. But really, her ebullient spirit is the thing that has really led the charge on this, on every level, behind the scenes,
well
in
front
said. Of the camera.
Well said. Do you know that the time is going by? I'm so glad that I extended the time to 60 minutes, but we have Tommy Garrett. Hold on just a second, Ron.
I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to cash out so you can get on with the rest of the people who want to give this person the credit she deserves. And thank you so much.
You're very gracious. Thank you so much, Ron, for calling. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing your film, The Farm. And maybe you would be able to come back when we have an entire program about The Farm. So we'll be talking with you later, and bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye, and congratulations, Tana.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to mention we have Tommy Garrett, who's been holding the longest time. We have Dennis Praven, who's holding. We have Ralph, who plays the sheriff in The Rainmaker. And we have somebody whose name might be familiar to you, Tana. We have a Nancy Frederick.
Oh, my God.
We've only got about 19 minutes, but we're going to try to get everybody in. I'm going to go by the length of time that they've been holding, and Tommy has just been holding for so long. So let's call on him right now. Tommy, thanks so much for waiting so long. How are you?
You're more than welcome, and I'm doing great. And I feel it's an honor to not only honor Tana today, but to also my mom, Nancy Frederick, is on the line. So for you to put me
all
down.
Right.
I'm the black fan.
Tommy and I have decided we're definitely siblings. There's no question about it. He's my little brother, and I adore him.
Well, Tommy, is there anything else that you would like to say about Tana, we are so happy to have you call in and appreciate so much that you were so patient to get on.
Oh, not a problem. I'll only keep you a few seconds because I know what time constraints, and I want everyone else to have an opportunity. Over the years, over 30-plus years, I've been in this business, and I've known people from Betty Davis to Barbara Stanwyck and Jane Wyman, Joan Fontaine, Olivia de Havilland, Telly Savalas was my godfather. I have known a lot of amazing people. And Barbara Stanwyck told me in the 1980s to only spend time, which is very precious. Your time is the one thing you have on this earth, and if you squander it, it's gone. And she told me to only take time with people that are authentic. And that's what I need to let the world know Tana is. She is extremely authentic. She is one of the most sincere people on the planet. Her talent is legendary, but, you know, there are lots of talented people. There are very few people who are genuinely good people, and I'm very discerning. And my mother can tell you, I used to drive my parents crazy with not wasting time with relatives that would come visit. And so I was this little boy, and I'd want to read, and they would say, oh, it's so rude, please come out of your room. They came all the way from, you know, across the country to see you. And Tana is someone that I never have to be forced to spend time with, either on screen, off screen, you name it. She is just the best person that I know in Hollywood, and just someone that deserves every honor she's receiving and will receive in her future. And of all the people who are, you know, her age, under 30, that are talented and popular today, she is the only one that I compare on a daily basis to Betty Davis's talent, Barbara Stanwyck's brilliance, but Loretta Young's interesting uniqueness. So Tana is just the real deal, a triple threat, and I love her, and I love you, Tana. So have a great day.
I love you too, Tommy. I think you actually made me cry.
Oh, Tommy, that was beautiful.
Without
calling
that you was a name this time.
Beautiful, beautiful tribute, and we thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to mute you now, and I'm going to call on Dennis because he's been waiting for 43 minutes, and that's a pretty long time. So
thank you for calling in.
And here's Dennis. I hope he's still on the line. Hi,
hello,
Dennis. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I wanted to say thank you to Tana because I was invited to the Broadway premiere a few months ago, and I live about 6 hours away, and I'm battling cancer.
Oh.
And she was nice enough to make sure I get out there and see the movie, and it's a great movie. And she's really one of my favorite actresses. I've been a fan of Henry Jaglom for about 20 years, and she's added a new vitality to all his movies, and she's just so good. I'd compare her to Marlena Dietrich. You know, she has a certain uniqueness and personality that comes through in every single role. She's like a star because there's always a part of her that follows her in every role, but even when she's different and unique, she's always kind of the same, but in a great way, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. It makes a lot of sense. I like the comparison to Marlena Dietrich, too. That is so true, Dennis. And we really appreciate you calling in. And Tana, was there anything that you'd like to say to Dennis?
Well, Dennis is one of my favorite people, my favorite pen pals. He always says the most intelligent, wonderful things about film. And I think I agree with pretty much all of his, ideas and thoughts about filmmaking, and I'm just lucky enough to have his support, and he is just a sweetheart, and he and I he's one of those people who I'm so thankful came into my life, and we haven't even actually met in person yet, Dennis and I, but he came to the premiere so graciously, and he I just really, really appreciate, you know, I really appreciate you liking my work, Dennis, and I really can't thank you enough. And I'm very choked up right now. I'm sorry. I can't help it. So thank you, Dennis, so much.
Well, Dennis, you waited quite a long time to talk with Tana, and we appreciate it so much. And thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
And now, Ralph, who plays the sheriff in The Rainmaker. Let's see if he's been waiting a long time, too, so we're going to bring him on right now. Hi, Ralph. I think I put Nancy on. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, hello.
Nancy, you got on a little bit before Ralph, but we're definitely going to get Ralph right after we hear from you. But Nancy, I think you must have a lot of nice things to say about Tana Frederick, right?
Yes, many. But I don't
biased.
Want to
She's my mom.
I am.
You must
yes.
be a very
Tana's
proud
mother.
Mom.
I absolutely am. And I'm very, very proud that she's so honored to receive the favorite female star on Confessions of a Movie Addict, Betty Jo. This is just incredible. She's been so excited about it, and she is deserving. She really is. Again, I am biased. I will admit that. but she deserves it.
She definitely does deserve it. Nancy.
Mom got beclumped, I think. Mom.
Her acting ability is incredible. I've seen her act since she was 5 years old, and to see it mature into such wonderment on stage and on film is just a parent's dream. And I'm just so, so, so proud of her. And she represents our state of Iowa very well, and no matter what, Tana is always, no matter how busy she is, and she always is wearing many, many hats, she still takes the time to support me, her mother, and her father, and her family, and is always there for us, and just a generous, loving, kind soul, and I just can't say enough about how proud I am of her.
And she probably gets a lot of that from her mother.
I get it all from her.
Is that right, Tana?
Oh, gosh. Of course. All my drama comes from my mom. In a good way. No, I mean, mom supported me. It's rare that a kid gets support for being an artist. Hopefully not so much
right.
now, but you know, mom, my first lead in Little Women is Amy. Mom drove me to every performance. She was always in the audience. She's never missed a show. I was doing like 4 to 5 shows a year, and mom was driving me back and forth and back and forth to rehearsals and never like completely tireless. Like she was just, and she's kept me going. Like if I ever had a question of, you know, what am I doing out here? I can't take the rejection. My mom's responsible for saying you're tougher than that. You're an Iowan woman. You get out there and you show them what you got. And she, you know, I wouldn't be where I was right now without her. So, so this is like the most emotional call-in, Betty Jo.
Well, yes, and she's definitely an inspiration, and both of you are inspirations to us all. So, Nancy, thank you for calling in, and thank you for raising such a wonderful daughter.
Yes. Oh,
we're gonna mute you
yes,
now. I'm gonna
you.
Make sure I get everyone. And yes. Next time we have Tana on, I think we're going to have a 2-hour show, 1-hour show. But I'm gonna mute
you
now, Nancy. Joe. Thanks again for calling. And
yes,
we're going
absolutely.
To hear definitely now from Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Well, fine, and I'm so sorry that you had to wait so long. But
oh,
you
no
were,
problem, no problem.
But what would you like to share about working with Tana in The Rainmaker?
Well, first of all, hi, Tana.
Hi, Ralph.
How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Sheriff.
How you doing? I'm relatively new. I just met Tana, during this production of Rainmaker that we are in the process of putting together right now. And, I really just concur. It was just so wonderful to hear all the people because it was kind of my response right off the bat, instinctually meeting Tana. I came home from the first rehearsal and my girlfriend, Day, was like, how was it and how was everybody? And my first response was, Tana is so nice, She just has this kind of great grace and, leadership thing that's just really wonderful. She's very talented and her work on the part is really, really phenomenal and she's bringing so much depth to it. And it's a really amazing role and she's completely going to do fantastic with it. So I was just kind of impressed with her talent as well as, her humanity. I think she addresses everybody very individually and very authentically and that as you work, in the business and stuff, it really, you are struck by that. So a couple of things that the people were saying, that have been on already, I couldn't agree more with. It was my initial gut response,
Well, I'm so glad that you called in and told us that about Tana. And Tana, would you like to say something to Ralph? And then we have one more call to take, and I think we're just about out of time. So go ahead. What would you like to say to Ralph?
Ralph, I thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're
in. I am so excited to be working with you. Ralph has a sweet soul, and he's an immensely talented, funny, wonderful actor. And like Ralph said, we just are getting to work with each other for the first time, and that's really exciting. And he's a very smart man. He's a very talented man, and I'm kind of at this point just blubbering.
I know.
Ralph,
Ralph,
well,
Tana, you've just had
I'm just
so,
really
so
overwhelmed.
Many, yeah, so many people that wanted to call in and tell
well,
you
thank
how much
you
they
so much. I actually have to get to rehearsal right now, and please.
Wait, I'm supposed to be there
Tana.
Too, Ralph.
Okay,
hey,
oh, you
thanks,
are. I'll call maybe a few minutes late.
Thank you. We got one more
thank
one more
so
call,
much,
and it's Kimberly. So we're going to put Kimberly on. Kimberly, you have just about 1 minute to say something to Tana. Sorry that we're running out of time.
Hi,
we made it on.
Yay! I just wanted to say that Tana Frederick is a touchstone. She is a rare combination of Carol Burnett humor mixed with Marilyn Monroe sensuality and purity of spirit. And there's nobody like her.
That is true, and I think that's a wonderful place to end this tribute. Couldn't have been better said. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you, Betty Jo.
And I want to say how much I have enjoyed host and how honored I feel to have hosted this tribute to the remarkable, awesome Tana Frederick. And we're going to close the show by playing one of her favorite show tunes. I promised her that we would do that. So get ready, everybody. Here comes Footloose.
more love.